35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, March 27, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. President Trump announcing that he is going to put a 10-day suspension of his plans to attack Iran's energy transmission plants in Iran. Was going to do it at 5 o'clock today. He has put a 10-day extension on his plans because they are quote unquote negotiating. They're talking. According to President Trump, whoever it is they are talking to are negotiating. And because of those negotiations, good faith, they have allowed some ships to get through the Straits of Hormuz in trying to show good faith to President Trump. He's agreed to wait until April the 6th, Monday, April the 6th at 8 p.m. That is now the new deadline. Come Monday, April the 6th at 8 p.m., if he does not have everything he wants in this deal, he is going to bring hell down on him, quote unquote. So, evidently the tactics are working, some ships are getting through, and they're still negotiating. Why 10 days? I don't know. But evidently, President Trump feels that those 10 days are necessary. So we have to trust that he knows what he's doing and that he will accomplish the objectives. And everybody keeps saying, well, what are the objectives? Okay, I'm sick and tired of answering that question. Iran cannot have and never can have nuclear weapons. Period. End of story. this regime, any future regime, any future government cannot have nuclear weapons. It's that simple. Well, other countries have nuclear weapons. Well, based on Iran's history, which we just got done talking with Pastor Tetfil about, we don't trust your history. We don't trust your people. We don't trust any regime and may not even trust any future government of Iran. Well, Trucker, what if they come up with a democracy? What if they come up with a duly elected government? Well, so sorry. Too bad about your history. We don't trust you. The Middle East doesn't trust you. Your own Arab neighbors don't trust you. So guess what? Not going to happen. Iran can never have nuclear weapons. And the enriched uranium that you already have, you got to give it to us. Give it up. And no more drones and no more ballistic missiles. Again, you can't be trusted with them. Do you know they have missiles right now, folks, that can hit Europe? They already fired two that missed almost 2,500 miles away that can easily reach Europe. Those are the objectives. Stop asking. We're going to be joined by Kevin Kievsky and his wife, Catherine, on the way to the convention in Novi in the next segment. If you have any questions, text them to me. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. And for today's show, I am 0 for 2. I'm batting zero when it comes to technology working down at Novi there at the showcase where now Kevin Kievsky is at. Previous segment with Monica Yutuma, she couldn't get access. Well, I just tried calling Kevin Kievsky, and it's not working. I'm going to continue to try to connect into him to see if I can get him into the show. But for some reason, he's not able to answer the call. So we'll continue trying to ring him in. I was looking forward to it because he had his wife, Catherine, with him. And she was going to be able to join in the conversation as well. So, again, I don't know what's going on. Evidently, maybe perhaps their internet is being overwhelmed or connectivity is very poor. Now, one thing I do want to remind you precinct delegates that are going down to the convention center for tomorrow. This is something I learned many, many, many years ago at a state convention in Lansing, East Lansing, actually, at the Breslin Center. Turn off your Wi-Fi settings on your phone. These facilities have numerous routers throughout the building. And your phone, if you leave your Wi-Fi turned on, your phone will try to connect to these various routers throughout the building. So if you're sitting in your seat, there's one router, two, three routers perhaps, that it may see in your Wi-Fi capabilities, and your phone will continue to try to log into those. So as a result, it's going to drain your battery. I literally went to a convention, had my phone charged up 100% at the hotel. By the time I got to the convention center, got my credentials and got in, it wasn't even an hour into it, my phone was dead. So basically, let's see. Okay, now he appears green there. Let's put him into the show now. Let's see if we get him connected. It's green and it's ringing. So hopefully we can get a good connection with Kevin Kievsky. He's candidate running for attorney general. So hopefully we can make a contact with him and bring him into the show. And this, of course, will be our last interview with him before the vote tomorrow of the endorsement convention for the Michigan GOP. So let's see if he answers. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. No, it doesn't seem like it's connecting just yet. A little bit of a technical problem. We'll be right there. So we're calling him. Let's see if he can answer. And if not, we'll try him again here in a minute or two. His light was green, so I hit call, and it says it's ringing, Kevin. Kevin, can you hear me? Yeah, I don't see him connected just yet. So we'll let that time out, and we'll give him another minute or two and see if we can get this to work. Text me when you're ready is what I'll send him. Text me when you're ready. You're ready. Here we go. All right, very good. In the meantime, in addition to turning off your Wi-Fi, one thing that you want to make sure you do is monitor any text messages during the convention. Michigan GOP is famous for putting out text alerts for when you're going to be able to get in line to speak, or excuse me, to vote while the speakers are on stage speaking. They'll be up there talking. Well, they don't always make the announcements. Some technology geek person is back there texting the list that they have for precinct delegates. So we'll make sure you understand, monitor your text messages. However, turn off your Wi-Fi. It'll drain your battery, and your battery will be dead probably before noon. Convention starts at 10 o'clock. And just so you guys know, going down to the convention, Mike Rogers and his wife Christy are hosting a free breakfast from 8 to 9:30 at the venue. And then at 9:30, we're all going outside and getting our picture taken with Perry Johnson and his tour bus. So there he is. Hey, Kevin, can you hear me, buddy?
I can. How are you, Randy, today?
We're good, good, good. We're live on the radio. And Monica Yutuma had problems down there as well this morning for her interview. And we actually missed her. But anyway, you're there at the convention?
I'm actually with my lovely wife right now as we're trying to get some other things set up prior to going to the convention hall tonight. I have Catherine here with me.
Hi, oh, Randy.
Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Well, I'm sure you're probably very glad that this is all coming to an end real soon, aren't you?
It's the end, but it's the beginning, too.
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, one of the things that I find to be interesting, and I got to actually, I made the announcement in the first segment that Kevin and you would be coming on, and one of the listeners up here in the UP actually texted me and said, I understand that both Kevin and his wife are attorneys. They run a law practice there in Oakland County, the Birmingham area. Why in the heck would they want to give up their practice to run to be the next attorney general? I'd like to get Catherine's answer to that instead of Kevin's.
Well, I think I'd be taking over the practice if when Kevin gets elected. So I don't think we'd necessarily be giving it up. But, you know, it's felt like a bit of a calling ever since Kevin got elected into the alternate elector's case. So it's something we discerned on a lot.
Sure. And in that process of defending the electors, kind of became a little political. And you guys got to see the inside of exactly how Dana Nessel has been using her office to weaponize it against Republicans. Did that kind of help you reinforce your support of Kevin running for AG?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you see what she's doing is wrong. And then, you know, she admits that she knows they didn't have the requisite criminal intent or intent for this to be a forgery. So she knew that it was lawfare and political persecution. She had no honest belief that these people were guilty of this crime, and she ran with it for political gain. So it's definitely made Kevin want to be involved and felt like he's here to serve in that capacity.
So if tomorrow he's successful, gets the endorsement, is the candidate, goes on to get elected in November with all the other Republicans, you're basically then going to step up and take over the law practice. Is that what the plan is?
I think that's the plan.
Yeah. So how is that going to affect your family? I know you guys have kids and things. How is that going to change the Kafsky's household?
I don't think it's going to change it all that much. I mean, it's going to be like, for example, as Attorney General, I'll be, of course, going to Lansing, other places from our home. My lovely wife will take over the law practice, and our office is really not that far away from where we live. It's only about like a few minutes.
Okay.
But we're both going to have all the time in the world like we do right now. We're very intentional about it, making sure we build our family together and we raise our wonderful almost 3-year-old daughter, Violet. She's really the light of our life. And she even said the other day, I'm like, uh-oh. Well, she's like, I want to be a lawyer too. And I'm like, okay, well, be a good one.
I love it. Is Violet going to be at the convention?
Probably not, but when it comes to Violet, she has some things she wants to share with delegates, so we'll be sending something out a little bit later today and tomorrow. Words actually from Violet to the delegates.
Great. That's cool. Well, one thing, Kevin, that you have been doing, and I know Catherine's been involved in this too, messages to the delegates as well as these tele-town hall meetings. You've had a couple of these within the last couple of days, actually. How did the one go last night?
It went super well. So, I mean, even before the teletown hall at 8 o'clock yesterday, I met with about, I'd say, 40 to 50 delegates and alternates in Macomb County, and I had to hurry up with that after an hour, go right back there to do the teletown hall, And it was great. We had about 200 people, a lot of great questions, a lot of energy. And, you know, all these questions I haven't seen because they were just popping up on the screen from folks. And I loved answering them. And I just wanted to give direct answers about the most important things, the topics on the minds of these delegates, because they're not only important to them. They're important to everyone across the state of Michigan, like our constitutional rights, parental rights, and stopping the lawfare.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I think is kind of interesting, and you and I've talked about it last week, and I don't want to, you know, belabor it here in our final interview today before the convention, but I mean, it's got to be stressful with all this mudslinging and negative attacks and all these crazy things that that's going on in this race. But basically, what are you hearing from the delegates themselves? Are they paying attention to this mudslinging, or are they more focused really on the issues?
You know, people only sling mud when they're losing, and it's really unfortunate for that individual, but it's fine for me. I don't care, because ultimately, I'm in the race for the right reasons. I'm the only candidate in this particular race that actually knows the issues and can speak to them, that has the experience, the civil law experience, in addition to the criminal. And remember, guys out there, 80% of this job is civil. A 30-year career prosecutor, God bless him, but he doesn't know about the civil aspects, nor does he have the management acumen. And the other thing to know is, I saw this come out like the other day when someone actually shared it with me. There's some PAC that actually put out some news stories about Doug, where he actually essentially got someone fired that disagreed with him. Right? Like, yep. we don't need to have stuff like that. So I'm not slinging mud. It just seems like the other side is, and their supporters. I don't care, because ultimately we're going to win huge tomorrow, and we're going to make sure that we make Michigan ruby red in November.
Absolutely. And I have that mailer. It came to my household as a voting precinct delegate. It was paid for by the Michigan Matters PAC, located on Garfield Road, Macomb County, Clinton Township. And they had all these particular, actually, news stories where they actually showed the news sources and the dates, and Detroit News and Lansing State Journal, WLNS, Lansing State Journal, again, Michigan Public Radio. A thing of it is, Kevin, again, it's not you doing this. I want to make it totally clear to the delegates. You were not behind that mailer in any way, shape, or form.
Correct. I don't know. I had a few people send me images, and I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. But, you know, I think it really shows how involved and how committed these delegates are to getting the right person in office, not only that's right on the issues, but that is electable. So if people want to talk about electability, I think that's great. Based upon what I saw with that mailer, all verified by news stories, I don't really think that he has a strong case for electability there. But again, yeah, that wasn't me. That's a whole bunch of other people doing their own research, and fine, I don't care.
Right, absolutely. Well, I got one voting delegate who you've actually been speaking with, Rick Nieper from Livingston County.
Yeah.
He's out on road patrol today. He's working in Genesee County. He's planning on leaving at 6. He wanted to make sure he could get to your party. I sent him the flyer.